This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 372 for Friday, April 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Friday, seeing a profit-taking correction ahead of the weekend after climbing to contract highs in recent days. Canola down 9 to over $22, July down $20.50 at $1,186.50 per ton. New crop November down 22.20 at $1,101.90. Losses in Chicago soy oil contributed to the weakness in canola, although both the fundamental and technical signals do remain bullish, with any losses likely presenting a good buying opportunity. Wet conditions in the eastern prairies, with forecasts calling for more moisture this weekend, were a bit supportive as seeding will likely be delayed in Manitoba and parts of Saskatchewan. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures traded to both sides of unchanged, ending narrowly mixed, while wheat was lower. Soybeans unchanged in the July contract at the final bell at 1684 and three quarters per bushel. Losses in soy oil were countered by gains in soy meal, keeping beans themselves near unchanged. Argentina's soybean harvest was pegged at nearly half complete. That's up from only 15% last week as farmers there made good progress. Solid export demand for U.S. soybeans recently remained supportive, but there were no fresh flash sales announced today. Corn, it was underpinned by solid export demand as well, hitting fresh contract highs before running into some profit-taking resistance, July ending unchanged at 813.5. While the war in Ukraine continues to hamper export movement, the country still managed to export 763,000 tons of grain in April, more than double what moved in March, according to reports. Argentina's corn harvest is only about a quarter complete, up only slightly from the previous week as growers concentrated on soybeans. Wheat, it's lower across the board. Minneapolis down 25 cents in the July contract at $11.66 per bushel. Kansas City down 35 cents in July at $11.05 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 30 cents in the July contract at $10.55 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some precipitation in the dry southern U.S. plains were bearish, although moisture in the north continues to delay spring seeding. Europe's soft wheat crop was forecast at 130.1 million tons by the European Commission. That'd be down by 1.2 million from an earlier estimate, but projected exports for the year of 40 million tons would still be a record high. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 29th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.